Hello, fellow listener. I am Hanisa, and you're listening to the first IPG Geta podcast session 2023. Now, are you tired of watching your bank account looking like Sahara every month? You do? Because I do. Do you have more months than money? Because I do. Fear not, my friends. For here, we are here to help you to spend smarter and not harder. Now, let's get ready to take your budget from snooze fast to successful story and say goodbye to your ramen noodle dinners for once and for all. But before we dive deep into this topic, I would like to welcome our five trainees teacher to introduce themselves and perhaps describe their lifestyle in one word. Let's go!
And currently in year 4 majoring in TESO. For me, I would describe my lifestyle as minimalist. I like to keep things very simple. Growing up living and adulting, I seek less fun and pleasure, probably because of my own personality. It's about changes and I don't like to change. It's uncomfortable and requires a lot of dedication.
Wow, despite of you saying you don't like changes, we have to move to the next person. What about you, Wan?
Hello, I'm Wan Richie, also same class with Farahin. Currently majoring in year 4, majoring in TESO also. So the one word that I would describe my lifestyle is active. Very active, in fact. If I go one day without having any physical activities, it feels like my day isn't complete. We also have other fellow trainees here. Let's hear from them.
So, hi everyone. I'm Chen Chen, majoring in early childhood education. And for me, I prefer a simple lifestyle rather than a lavish lifestyle. What I mean by simple lifestyle is living in a life that I like and feel comfortable with instead of living in a lifestyle that people dream of. I enjoy living my own way, my own style, without the need of copying others to be happy.
Hi, I'm Barbara Wendy, also a year 4 major in TESO. So for me, I have a purposive lifestyle, which means to do something with a purpose, whether by my own initiative or under other people's request. However, not all the things I want or instructed to do will be done blindly. It's the things that I do should benefit me. How about you, Gabriel?
Hi, I'm Gabriel Anchang, currently in year 4 majoring in TESO, and I prefer a solo lifestyle in which I like to be alone and independent in many ways. For example, in this kind of lifestyle, I'm able to achieve whatever I want without having to be afraid when anyone is judging me. I am free to do anything that will make myself to feel happy.
Interesting. It seems like everyone has their own way to describe their lifestyle on campus. Now, is everyone ready to dive deep into this topic since we are talking about lifestyle? So my question for everyone here is, how do you think your choice of lifestyle affect your monthly expenses?
Well, for me, for Barbara Wendy, it's a roller coaster when it comes to my finances. Being someone who lives with a purpose, if the important thing I need to do involves big money, then I will prioritize spending on it. But if not, then I'd rather save it to reward myself after a long, hectic week. But so far as an IPG student, I tend to be out of budget during the season of assignment. For example, I will buy tons of internet data, printers ink, and Filmora X.
Hold up, you mentioned about Filmora X, right? What's that? Is that like TikTok? I'm not familiar with that. Do you mind explain to the listener?
Okay, it's not a TikTok. Filmora X is actually a video editing software. So during the pandemic, right? Because our assignment involves a lot of online submissions, we need this kind of software to edit our assignment. So the price is horrendous, but in terms of quality, it's quite worth it. And it's also applicable for my teachings, for example, to create input video for my set induction. But the anxiety of having not enough money is always there.
Uh-huh. The budget must be tight during that time. Tighter than my pants when I gain weight during pandemic.
Yeah. But I remind myself from time to time that, okay, Wendy, this is okay. It is for the sake of my future. And that's just how I re-realize myself in this purposeful lifestyle.
Yeah, as a student, we live to that philosophy, anything for the future, right, Chen?
Yes, and that is how a simple lifestyle did help me save a lot of money every month, as I only spend most of my money on my needs. Since I don't have any other income, and I am heavily dependent on my allowance, therefore, I make it a point that needs come before pleasure. As Barbara said just now, assignment season requires us to spend a lot of money. That's why I need to plan my expenses wisely. Before buying anything, I prefer to list down what I need to buy first and then check the necessity of the item on the list.
A list? Why though? Isn't that a lot of work to do?
Well, yeah, but I don't see it that way. I see it as an extra step to avoid overspending. By doing a regular list of records of my expenses in a notebook so that I can track my expenses easily. And of course, I also will buy some gifts for myself as a self-reward or motivation, but I would never spend more than 100 for that. So I guess that's all from my side.
Thank you for your sharing, Barbara and Chen. I'm sure everyone has their way of living their comfortable life within their monthly budget. Because comfortable life is subjective. It's different for everyone, am I right? Frankly speaking, as IPG trainees, we all receive a monthly allowance from Minister of Education, which is a generous amount for us to live comfortably. So, my next question is, how do you manage your expenses within a given allowance? Or do you have any additional sources of incomes, like parents, siblings, or maybe business?
By additional source, I have, but not an income. More like allowance given by my parents. Even if I didn't ask for them, they would check my bank account and scold me for not asking them for money. So, in managing my allowance, right, 100 ringgit will go to my special saving envelopes, which so far I have collected around 300 ringgit now. Then 60 ringgit for my credit, 150 for IPG propose, and 200 for my everyday food and entertainment.
What kind of entertainment you're into with?
By entertainment, I mean like my Netflix subscription, which to some people might be unnecessary. But I think it's vital for us trainee to have a source of release tension. And Netflix, which is only 11 ringgit a month, is definitely my go-to therapy.
Barbara is such a genius. Netflix is our pocket-friendly therapist, to be honest. I would go there too to watch Frozen hundreds times.
Huh. Talking about 100 times, I save around 100 and 150 in my savings for future purposes, of course. Which I never touch until today. For the remaining allowance, I don't have much to pay except for my internet bill. So most of my money will be spent on food, obviously, or for funding for others during emergencies. Which is the cons of being the youngest one in the family.
You're the youngest one? That's interesting.
Yeah, but the pros is, since I have 4 older brothers and 3 older sisters that will provide me with extra cash without me asking every month, I would say that each of them will give me around 100. So I guess you can count it yourself. 250 will be in my savings and the remaining will be my spending, since I don't spend much on things. I prefer the lucky style.
That's a living life. It's like having a walking ATM. You know, lucky you being a baby of the family. What about you, Wan? Are you the baby too in your family?
Me? I wish. But unfortunately, I'm the eldest among my siblings. So, with the generous amount of allowance given every month, I have to set a weekly budget that I need to avoid exceeding. Having set weekly budget helps me to remind myself to not spend more than how much I should. As for other sources of income, I have none, except from money for my mother. But I always try to spend less than the allowances that I got, so that I don't need to ask for more money from my family. Again, I need to remind myself every day to avoid paying for unnecessary expenses.
Wow, Wan, that's really impressive. You know, the only thing I can set in my life is my morning alarm, never my budget. That's why my bank account looks like Sahara. It's dry. But this sharing really opens my eyes, as I thought it is really important to live within your budget, because personally, I will always need more. As much as we want to deny it, living costs this day are very alarming if we don't plan it truly. Now, enough with my personal complaint. Let's move on to the next question, which is, what is your advice to the trainees on balancing their lifestyle within their monthly budget? And what is your hope for the future teacher trainees who would soon enter IPG and their expenses? Can I hear opinion from Gap?
Alright, so my advice to the trainee teachers on balancing their lifestyle is that they need to be financially responsible to their own monthly budget. It means that they need to spend less for each month, or at least equal the amount of money that they get for each month. You need to remember one thing. Do not spend your money more than your monthly budget without saving anything for emergency funds. And I hope that learning to live humbly will help you to find a peace that comes with the financial freedoms. Do you agree with me, Wan?
Yes, absolutely, Gabriel. I would say start learning early on budgeting and start as soon as possible while you are in IPG, so you can save up for emergencies and buy other necessary things. And think at least twice before spending. We never know what our situation would be in the future, so be smart and well prepared. And for this one, I might sound a little bit harsh, but don't be a burden to your parents.
Yes, I agree with one. Don't be a burden. What about you, Chen?
Thank you, Anissa. So, as for me, for the future trainee, never have too much cash in your wallet, because you will tend to spend more when you have more money in your pocket. Second, avoid online shopping or PayWave habits. All of the swiping cards or touch and go making shopping transition become easier and faster. But it is not good for your bank account, because you have no clear vision on your money expenses. However, do save some money for yourself every month to buy something that you like, so that you won't feel too pressured during your studies in IPG.
Contactless payment is my favorite, because it gives me butterfly effects at the end of every month. Nothing left, just the receipt. What about you, Farahin? Do you have butterfly as well, like I do?
Yeah, we do, but not as much as you do. I'm not really good at giving advices, but if I were to give one, it is to advise you to spend your money neither more nor less, because it actually depends on the individual itself. If you want to spend more time, then work for it. Don't be easily influenced by friends just because they can't afford it. They can't relate to you. But if you think that the accumulation of things makes you happier, well, go for it. Just remember that every action will always bring consequences, whether you can bear it or not.
That is true, Farahin. Every action will always bring consequences. And my advice is to place two envelopes in your wallet, labeled savings and emergency, which is a pretty predictable consequences that you can face in the future. So every time you receive your allowance, quickly divide the money into envelopes, and only then you can start to separate them into the credit / IPG / food / entertainment purpose. To the future trainees that will be joining us here in IPG, well, life will not get easier, but nothing is entirely impossible.
Did you just mention about envelope methods? That's very traditional of you and way to keep your money well divided. It's been a while since I heard someone use that method. The last time I heard it, it was from my grandma. She's not in this earth anymore. But that's not a point. I'm very impressed with your way of surviving. How does it work for you?
Well, I know it sounds ancient, but that's what we have to do to survive, because there's always ways to save up money, but there will also be culture shock happening everywhere, especially trends involve big spending. So set your mind that when you are in IPG, it is for you to complete your training as a teacher, not to spend luxuriously just because your friends are becoming one. So fill your circles with grateful people and remember, align with my lifestyle habit, spend only with beneficial purpose.
Wow, wow, wow. I am impressed by everyone here for giving your thoughts on this topic today. Therefore, I would like to say thank you for your eye-opening sharing on Spend Smarter, Not Harder, IPG Geta Training Edition. And we hope you enjoy our podcast and pick up some helpful tips for you to manage your money. Remember, people, budgeting doesn't always have to be boring. It can be pretty fun when you do it right. So go ahead and take charge of your finance like a boss. And if you get stuck, just blame it on your neighbor. Until next time, keep it simple and budget friendly. And that's a wrap for our first podcast session. Thank you everyone for your time. Bye.